Today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed Hey. Today's daf is sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Akiva Ben Peretz. We'll also learn today's daf Schus Rafua Shleim Shana Basia Bas Rachel Devora. We are on first words on Kuf Lamed Hey. So, Hahu, the Hava Kashachiv. So you have a guy who's Kashachiv. He's a Shrivmira. Rashban points out he's about to die. Vahayulo Achin, he has brothers. Vilo Bonin. He has brothers, but he has no sons, and so therefore his wife is muchzak for yivam because they're brothers, no children. So Amrulay, they asked him, Atisio Liman, who can your wife marry? Meaning basically, does she have to do yivam or not? Amrulahu, so the husband says on his deathbed, he says, Chazil Chan Rabba. She's good to marry a Kohen Gadol. Machlokas, whether or not the word Kohana Rab is there. But basically what he's saying is that she can marry anybody. Meaning there are no, I guess, either there are no brothers. I think assume that there are no brothers. She has no restrictions. Right, Rashbam says, Chazila Kohana, so he takes out the word Rabba, Kohen Rabba. Lav Dafka, it's not Dafka that she can marry a Kohen, because she can't marry a Kohen. Why? She could marry anybody and she doesn't have to hold on to Yivam. But she's also from a Kohen. Why? The only reason why she's Muteris, we believe the husband, is because the husband has a Migo. The Migo, the Baal Omer, Shigarashti is Ishti. Because the Migo is that her husband could have said, like we said yesterday, we would have believed him, he could say, I divorced my wife, and he would be Naaman, because of Farish Ozil. So he said, believe me that she doesn't have to do Yibum, meaning either I have kids or there are no brothers, meaning that she doesn't do Yibum, Migo, I could divorce her. So since the Migo is that she could divorce her, he could divorce her. If he was divorced, she would be allowed to marry a Kohen. So therefore, she can't marry a Kohen, it's just Lav Dafka. Tosu points out, what?
That is a roundabout.
Well, what does it mean, Muteris a Kohen Rabba? So Tosu points, all the Rishonim and Fielding trying to figure this out. Like, why you believe, cause she's not Muteris to Kohen Rabba. She's not. Either she's an Almana or she's a Grusa. There's no way that she's Muteris to a Kohen. So either she's an Almana, and therefore... Right, so number one, Rashbam takes out the word Rabba. And Tosos also, Yesh Mochim Rabba, Mishum L'chol Apochos, because at least, Almanahi, she would be, if we didn't believe him, and he dies, she's an Almanah, she's also to Kohen Gadol. V'luchaz to Kohen Gadol. V'omari, but the Reese says, Shabbi Garis Rabba. He says, yeah, we can do Rabba, because this whole thing is lopped off. He's just saying, I'll give you $1 million. Maybe some people in the neighborhood, but it's not it's Lashon Guzma. He says, the ha'afa kohen hedger asira, the ha'mitam sha'amar girashtiya hayamatir. She's the heter is coming from the fact that he's believed to say divorce. Look at the end of Tosos. He quotes the Rabbeinu Menachem. So Rabbeinu Menachem goris chazit kuhuna. He gives an interesting pshat. Klomar einu zekuk liyabam v'chozeres klakohenes beinasa leechol betruma. We're dealing with a woman who was a bas kohen. So therefore, it says that she's muteris to the Kohen, which means there are no, even though there are no sons, but there are no brothers. So she's muteris to go back to her father's house and continue eating truma. That's what it says, muteris to Kohana. But again, I have to figure out what Lashon of Kohen means, because it's lav dafka. Yeah, and Tosa says, Rashbam says it's lav dafka, because she is a suur to Kohen. It's interesting over here. Remember way back when we cleared a chakira on how Migo works, right? We said Migo works because
you could have said it, but you didn't.
That's one way. Because Migo works because it could have said, because I could have said something better. So if I said something better, so I could have said something better. Because she's divorced, so therefore I understand that she doesn't. That or the other way we said Migo was, it's as if you made the other claim. So this looks more like as if you made the other claim, because we're saying, because we've shown him, we're giving she's usher to a Kohen. It's as if she made the other claim. You get called koa chataina. You get the same halachas as if you made the other claim. The other claim was she's divorced, which reaches a suur to a Kohen. If you say that, it's like Yoni said that, believe me at this, because I could have made a different claim that we would have been believing with that, doesn't necessarily mean that I get the strength of the other claim. Just believe me now, because I could have made a better claim. So maybe, I'm not saying for sure, but maybe you would say in that, if that was the case, maybe somehow she would be Muteris, because she's not saying I divorced. You just believe again, because he could have said divorced. Whatever, just
the word Migo means since I could have said.
No, that's one way. There are two ways of learning. since I could have made the other claim, believe me, or since I could have made the other claim, you give me the nemanus of the other claim. So Rava says, explains, my nechushle. So we have, again, we have this case, Chazal and Rava, I'm a Rava, my nechushle. What chash are we concerned to allow her to get married to anybody in anyone out there? Ha, did we just say, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Sh'om HaGirashis Ishti Neman. If a husband says, I divorced my wife, he's believed. So too over here, this person who says that his wife can marry anybody should be believed, and Migo, he could divorce her right now. Right? He says, L'may Nechus, L'ham Rabbi Chia, Ha'anami Ha'chi, Kama Garashis Ishti V'chazin Alma. He says, Amil, L'kohan Asira, Dalo Patrina, L'el Batanis Garashis Ishti V'chazin Alma. Okay, he says it like we said before. Is this, well, that's the problem. That was what we said yesterday. That there's an issue with the call. So that's what he says. So here, he has Neman. According to this Mashita, he has Neman. So the issue that we had before, what some people argued, and we'll see in a moment also, is because divorce usually has a call. So maybe the Neman isn't as strong.
Correct.
So Amar Le'ra, Abaye says, V'ha ki asa Rav Yitzchak, we answered it yesterday also. V'ha ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Baal Shomer Grashis Ishti, Eino Neman. We had another member in the name of Yochanan, maybe the same thing yesterday, we had two members in the name of Yochanan, and this second member said that the Baal who says, Girashis Ishti, he's not believed. So if he can't be believed that he divorced her, he can't be believed right now. He wouldn't be Neman. So Amalei, so Rav knocks off Abaye's kasha. But did we say yesterday? We answered the question yesterday. We said there wasn't a stira between Rav Yochanan. We said Amalei v'lav mishaninu kan l'mafrei v'kan l'haba. It depended. It depended on whether or not he was talking about believing that I divorced her back then. Mm-hmm. No, Rav Yochanan, you can't believe I divorced back then because then there would have been a call. But a divorce from here going forward, we believe. So just have the same answer now. What's the problem? So Abaye says no. That was just like you tell your kids because I told you. That was just to push the guy off. We're gonna be nismoch lahalacha on that teretz to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that's not the answer. Maybe the answer is that the two shitas, that the two amorayim who are saying different things than Rabbi Yochanan. That answer was just a dochik answer to get out of the problem. That's what Abaye says.
Yeah,
work to answer the kasha, but to be so mech on that answer, halacha lemaisa is a different story. Right now, you're being matar, or shomeres yavam to the shuk, based on that. You want to, again? There's a very big distinction between we saw that with that Rashbam a couple of days ago about something said in the academy. It said that said during learning, and somebody said halacha lemaisa. We're going to be so mech on this answer, halacha lemaisa. He says, so maybe right, Rashbam says. Maybe another answer would be there were Amorayim who were cholik on what Rabbi Yochanan actually said. Right? Maybe there's somebody who says that there's no ne'emanus, even prospectively, that there's no ne'emanus. Delo armino migo, because we don't say migo, because you're only exactly what you said. You can't say migo here, because the migo is weak. Because there's raglayim adavar, not that she's not divorced. Im girsha kala havelei lemilsa, because it means be ishish shesarmala. There would be a kol. Divorce is something that's known. Everyone knows who's getting divorced in the neighborhood, and so you'd have a kol. So it's a weaker migo. So don't be so make on that dochik answer. So amalei rava Rav Nassim Rami. So rava then says to Rav Nassim Rami, chushle. You know what? We should be choshesh to Abaye, who says we should not be so make on that first answer that we gave about Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore don't be matir this woman. Don't be matir this woman to marry. Just because the husband said that she can marry the Kohen Rabbah. Because what was the reason? Was believe him because Migo, he could have divorced her. That's a weak Migo. That's like almost like a weak Migo but Makom Edim or something like that. Right? Rashbam says, what? Choshle ke Abaye v'te asir l'shuk. Right? Mishum da amr le'el l'may nechosh kamar hacha davada ikle mechosh. You said over there, oh, l'may nechosh le'e, Migo. No, definitely something to be in b'choshesh because there was no kol. And from here we learn the Baal Sha'omer Garashti is Ishti Eino Neman. Over here you say Baal Sha'omer Garashti Ishti Eino Neman. So usually when it comes to Yibum, you would say in this case, you know, don't let her do Yibum, but at least give her a Chalitza. That's how it typically usually works. But I don't know if that's the case over here. It's the word Chushla. You don't say Halacha Keman. It says Chushla. We should be Choshesh. So in Yibum, when we saw it throughout Yavamas, when you're Choshesh, you don't allow her to do, you don't, I mean, there is no Yibum anywhere. But that's the problem. So, but I guess.
So is she Shomeres Yibum or not?
Yeah. Yeah, she has to do chalitza.
The thing is, the play, the end is so. I mean, it can go either way on this.
So you got to be very careful. No shomeres yavam.
But I understand that.
There are brothers here. There are brothers here. So do chalitza. Right, Rashba pointed out right away. They're brothers. Do chalitza. Okay. Next case. Another case where a person wants to be matir his wife. Hahu dehavi muksik lan de lesli ache. So there's a guy who it's muksik that he doesn't have brothers, and somehow we know for sure that he doesn't have sons. Right? Hahu de muksik le Rashbam says bigavei de lesli ache chazaka ba'alma below edim. There's a chazak without edim. The aduyim hayu bevada de ain lo banim. But we knew for sure that he has no sons. I don't know how they do that.
They know the guy.
Okay. But that's more. V'idilo muksak lan delesli achay havelan lasur l'shuk. If not for the fact that we had a chazak, they didn't have brothers, she would be asur l'shuk from Suffolk because for sure there's no banim. So again, if there were no brothers, then she's good to go. But we have so here there are definitely no children. There's a chazak, there's no brothers, so she should be good to go without any yibur chalitza. So who have the muksak lan delesli achay? Va'amar, and he reinforces that. Va'amar b'shas misa delesli achay. And he says, when he dies, you should know I have no brothers. So Amar Rav Yosef, again, my lechoshle. What chash should we have here to say that she should be asur to marry to the shuk? Right? We have two reasons to mat here. Chada the muksak lan delesli achay. Number one, we have a chazaki here. It's assumed that she has no brothers. That he has no brothers. Va'od. Ha'amar b'shas misa de lesli. He said that there are no brothers, and so over here, the assumption would be, and he should be believed, even if we didn't have the chazaka, he should be believed because Migu he could have divorced her. So I don't know why we're going back to that. We just said, right? Rashbam says, "Va'oda amar b'shas misa bi'afal pisha ein lo banim kevan de amar ein li achim nemalatira." The Alpha got the most glum beache nemon latira migo de iboy patuli bigdom malo shaka de mina kidamina namil el. The Alpha got the most of ache. I don't know. I thought we just said chashle for them that we don't have that migo. Okay. So Amri Abaye, Ha Amri, no, don't say it. Ha Amri, people said about this, the Ika Edim Dinisayam, the Yoda, the Isliache. No, that there's a coal. We assume that there's no chazakah, but there's some sort of kol out there that there are edim in some faraway place who will testify that there are brothers. And if that's the case, she'd be zokek yivim. So Rav Yosef says, "Etzes Abaye, hashda miyas halesli kaman." Okay, there's a kol that maybe they witness. The only judge has to judge what's in front of him. What's in front of him is this chazakah that there are no brothers.
But actually, the fact that he has to make this declaration is suspicious. I mean, that probably there is, because otherwise, why does somebody even have to say, "Oh, by the way, I have no brothers"? A person doesn't have a brother when he's dying; he doesn't have to make this declaration.
He doesn't have to, but first of all, dying declarations are very powerful. The reason admitted into court for hearsay. Right, it's one of the hearsay exceptions.
That's a firmly rooted mistake.
What? Yes, very good.
Yeah, but why would a person who has no brother say, "By the way"?
Because he wants everyone to know for sure that his wife is
Mutaris. He wants to make it clear.
And he wants to make everyone know that he has no brothers. You're saying Kol Mosif Garei. A dying declaration is something that's usually believed.
It's like the same thing saying that when a person is dying and say, "By the way, I never stole $1 million."
Right. I never stole $1 million.
Right, so if the person is dying, you say something like that, then now you need to investigate because he probably stole something.
I think you're...
An honest person who's dying would say that.
I don't know, I think you're being a little cynical.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I said,
he wants to make sure his wife's from Mutaris.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, she's going to be stuck in the...
Right.
It's a lady who was about to die, and she wanted her husband to remarry, so she put an ad.
No. Her husband's about to die, and he wants his wife to remarry. Yeah.
No, that was vice versa.
No, he's dead. He's dying. What he can, if she dies, there's no Yibam. He's dying.
Okay.
So Rav Yosef says, if Yosef brings a raya that we don't have to be choshesh for these potential witnesses that are somewhere. Lav hainu Rabbi Chanina. This is similar to the case of Rabbi Chanina. The Amar Rabbi Chanina, Edim Bitzad Iston V'Teyaser. This is a kasha, basically. It's a rhetorical question. What's the case over there? Lav hainu, if you look into 1, 2, 3, 4, it's the sixth line of Rashbam. Lav hainu, Demakshina B'Ksuvos V'Perek Ishashas Armela Gabi Bante de Mar Shmuel, the daughter of Mar Shmuel, right, the Ishbin, she was taken captive, V'Asin La'arad Yisrael, and she ended up coming out of Yisrael, V'Amru, and she says, her daughters of Marshall, so they plural, and they said Nishbesi, I was captive, v'tahorani, but I'm tahora, nothing happened to me. I'm tahora k'mer kohen, v'sharina and Rav Chanina linas lekohanim. We said, but aren't there edim somewhere else who can testify that she was nitmes? They're witnesses somewhere over there, and I'm got an hour to marry. There's nobody here right now in my court case. I need to know what's in front of me. So you can judge what's in front of you.
It's a very, because what we're doing is we're playing the call on both sides. You have a call that says right now that there is Adam out there, that this lady, in our example, that this lady, that this guy.
So a call against the chazaka wins. That's what we're saying. We have a chazaka here that she has no brothers.
Is that the rule?
Here it's Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitir. We didn't know. She comes and appears somewhere, and we don't know anything about her. She says, Nit Macy, but I'm Tar. So Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitir. Also, it says, no, I heard that maybe there are 8 witnesses out there. Where are they? Mm-hmm. They didn't come.
It's definitely
the
case.
No, they didn't come. Okay. So Amalei to Abaye. So Abaye says maybe it's different. Maybe it's what Mati is referring to. Amalei Abaye, it's different. The case of Ruchanina would be different than our case here. Im hekalnu b'shvuya, nakal be'eshes ish. Just because we're makel over there by Ruchanina, should we makel by eshes ish? What's the difference? Rashbam says, im hekalnu b'shvuya. Pick up right where we left off in the Rashbam. When it comes to a woman who's taken captive, there's a slew of kulas. An eidech, of all this, the slew of kulas over there. Even though a woman and one witness can come testify that she's tahor. Because it's not so clear that she vaday was violated. A woman may protect herself from znus. Number one, it's not so likely. Maybe a woman can protect herself. Number two, and even if she was nitmes and she marries a kohen, what's the iser? It's a lie to our say. It's not kari.
Except for kohen.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
So you create a chalab, but what's the avera? Is there an iser misa here? No, there's no iser misa. So the Gemara says nakal be'eshes ish. It becomes very difficult here. He says bitmia. It's a kasha. In our case is where a woman who's married. She's a married. Now we're being mati here to the shuk. So he says nakal be'eshes ish bitmia. To ikur iser chenek. There's an iser chenek that comes from eshes ish. Varehi becheskas iser lata. Right now she's becheskas iser because she's because. Well, we'll see a second. So don't be matir because we should listen to the call because we have to deal with a very, very serious, very chamor potential iser. What iser we listen? We think about Tosfos or Rishonim ask. He says iser eshes ish b'chenek. The husband died. There's no eshes ish here. It's an iser shomeres yavam. It's also an iser. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eger.
Shomeres yavam. She's supposed to be Shmeres Yavam and then doesn't, she gets married to somebody else.
Yeah. The
child's
mounted. No, it's not.
You sure about that?
Yeah. No, it's not.
She
made an Isser.
Well,
it's an Isser
I say. Shmeres only if it's
Kari. It's only according to Rabbi Kiva. Only according to Rabbi Kiva.
Only
Rabbi Kiva would say that there was a mounted. We wouldn't pass it that way. No. Look at Tosos. Tosos says. Look at the Rikiv Egrin, the Gil Nashas. This is a Rashbam, Dima Masu, Nekel, the Ika Isser, Chenik, Kashuli. Hayotas me Isser. Ashes issues. He died. She's out of the Isser of Ashes issues. Varak he Yavam Lashuk, the Hurak Lav. Just an Isser of Yavam Lashuk, which is a Lav. Right? The Kazek, Kashuli Altosos Yomit. This is. What, I don't say what the Isser is here. What's Rashbam saying? You should be Nakaba Ashes Ish. There's no Ashes Ish here. The whole case here is that the husband dies, and the question is whether we're going to be matter her to the shuk based on the husband's testimony. She's not an ashes ish; she's a widow. I don't understand the Rashbam, and I think Kiva's question is good. I'm sure there's plenty of answers. I didn't look at it. I mean, all right. Let me give it a second. I didn't look yesterday. Chasvav.
Yeah, he says, whatever, I just pointed out. But Abai is saying, for some reason, the case of the Yom would be more chamor. Rashbam saying, maybe because she was an Ashes ish, so therefore there's a remnant of that left over. I don't know. I hear my kasha. It's my dumb kasha.
I just saw a question. Right. It's only a lot. Who cares then?
Right. I mean, not who cares, but why would it be more chamor than the other case of the shvuya? Why would that be so much more chamor? Okay, so Amalei Rav Rula Rav Nasim Rami Chushla. We should be choshesh for these edim in the faraway place who might say that there are brothers, and therefore this case this woman can't get married. So what ends up happening is, remember, we had two reasons why he should believe. Number one, there's a chazaka. Number two, he said it. So the case came, Abaye comes and knocks off the chazaka because the potential aid was somewhere else. And then what about the fact that he said it? Maybe going like Marcel, who says we don't believe him anymore, or maybe going like the previous case where we don't believe him anyway because there's no migo, because there's no kol. I don't know. Okay. The Mishnah said a guy came over, right? No, the Mishnah says a guy says, this is my brother, Eino Neman, right? Therefore, when the father, right? So Reuven claims this is Shimon. So when Yaakov dies, the Shimon, who Reuven said is the brother, doesn't get a portion with Levi and Yehuda. Not a better case would be this Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Yaakov dies, and they say that Harvey is his brother. So, and the other people say, no, he's not. So he's not Neman, and therefore this fifth guy doesn't get a full portion of the estate. But what he does do is Reuven, who said that this guy is the brother, he has to give him part of his portion, which means you have to give him a fifth. He would have to give him a fifth of his portion for him to, because he says that he's the brother.
He's a fifth of a fifth.
Correct, a fifth of his own portion. Right? He says, Zeh achi ein neman. The idach, so the Gemara says, what's the case? The idach maika amri. What did the other brothers say in response to Reuven saying that this guy is their brother? So ika amra achunahu, if they say, yeah, you're right, that this is our, that he is our brother. So ama yitol imo b'chalka v'sulo. So why does this fifth brother only get a chelik of Reuven and no, nothing more? He should be getting a full fifth of the estate.
Right.
He should get it from everybody. Right. Ella de ka'amri la bachinu. Must be the case. It has to be the case where they say, he's not our brother. He's not our brother. So the Gemara says, if they say he's not our brother, they're denying the fact that he's the brother, so then aim a seifa. Then look at the seifa of the Mishnah. The Mishnah there said, naflu lo nechasim me'makom acher. Let's say this Suffolk brother got a windfall from somewhere else, not from the father, and then he dies. So then, and he has no other heirs, apparently. Yirshu echav imo. So all the brothers take or yarshin him. But why? Ha amrile lavachunahu. They said he's not our brother. We're going to reward them and give them a part of the estate.
Because they didn't know that he had a lot of money. Once they had a lot of money, then.
No, but that's not what the Gemara is. That's not what it says. That's not what it says. They came and tested. They came and said he's not our brother. So how are they collecting? How are they collecting money? How does that work? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha, no, the case is going to be the Ka'amri, where they say, Ain an yodim. We don't know. They basically say, he could be a brother. We don't know. You're claiming he's the brother? I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, because I don't know. Maybe our father had somebody, you know, had children somewhere else. They say, we don't know. So we don't know, so basically say, we don't know, we have this sort of the suffix. Rashbam says, the Ka'amri ain an yodim, it's the second to last Rashbam. Hilkach, lo shokim minayu miti. He cannot, when the father dies, this fifth brother will not be able to collect from them, because the Amrei Le Yisraya, because they say to him, Motzi b'chev al Raya, you bring the proof that you are the brother. But ukishemes hein yorshin also mikoach achein achai. But when he dies, they never deny the fact that he's their brother. So they're going to get it from they're being motzi from the from Reuven, who said he is the brother, right? The ocean also called Hachayim Hachay Shemodi Lehem also Suffolk Hachayim Haya. He was already molded to them that he's the brother. So what happens? You have this fifth guy who comes in. He dies. So the brother who says that he was a brother. Reuven said he's the brother. He yarshens him. The other three also yarshen him. Why? Because Reuven already said that he's your brother. So he admitted it. So they take a portion from Reuven.
Well, I thought you said the case is that they said he's not a brother, the other ones.
Yeah, but Reuven said he is a brother.
But the other one said, but we have no idea.
But they never denied that he's not, he didn't say he's not the brother. He says, ain't on a yotin. There's stages in the Gemara. The Gemara says, maybe they said that he's definitely, maybe they say that he's definitely is our brother. He says, no. Maybe he says he's definitely not our brother. We said, no, because the next safe is Akasha. So he said, the case is, the Karmi lo yadinan. We don't know. So we don't know. So the Gemara is entertaining the possibility. If they say they don't know, so that explains our Mishnah. If they don't know, they can't be taking, they can't, the guy won't be able to take from them, because it's a motzi mechaveh v'avaraya. But they can take from their Reuven, who just inherited him, because Reuven admitted that it's their brother. So the Gemara says, Amarava zosomeres, from this, when the Meskan the Gemara thus tells us, manli b'yodchav, hala omer in yodeya, pater. This should show to us, the case would be as follows. You come to me and say, oh, I owe you $100, and I say, I don't know. There's a machlokas whether I'm pater or not. If I don't know. Right, bari v'shem, bari adif, or not. So here you could prove, I don't know, you'd be potter. Why? Because over here, the guy says that he's our brother. They say, I don't know. And they're getting money. I don't know would be a valid enough claim. Right? Rashbam says, Zoso meres. Uplukta hi bekama komos begmara. It's machlokas in many places. De Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amr Chayev. Right? If you say, I owe you $100, and I say, I don't know, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Huna say, I'm Chayev. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, I'm Potter. They say that I'm Potter. Vika Amre, Vikaima Landa Potter. And we hold that it's Potter. Why? The Hilchasuk, Rav Yochanan, Mechavero, because typically we pass like Rav Yochanan against his friends. Uki Rav Nachman, Medina, we typically pass like Rav Nachman by Dinim, and that's Rav Yochanan, Rav Nachman, too, Alda Amre here. El Shishma, she was Hesix. And he should swear she was Hesis, the Rabbanon. Umasnina Nami, in our case also. Ha'acha Echa Toen Bishvil Echav Hasafik. What's the case? The first case is, one brother says, you owe him money. Because the father died, he's our brother, you owe him money. The first case. We don't know whether we owe him or not. And the Gemara says, and we say they're potter. And we keep the money, where it is. So if someone makes a claim that you owe money, and you respond with, I don't know, seems from here that you would be potter. You don't have to pay. So that would answer our case. If money be yotchal, I'm in your day, you're potter. But there's a big difference over here.
It's a Yershin case.
It's
very different.
Why is that the difference? No, the guy's coming over and says, your father died, so you inherited the estate. You owe him money now. And they say, we don't know. So the Gemara then says, no, there's a difference. There is a difference. Maybe it's what you're saying a little different. He says, La'olam eim lecha chayev. Maybe I can tell you, the guy says, Manali b'yadcha v'hal omer in yodeya. In that case, he would be chayev. Why is he putter in our case? Why is our case different? V'shani hacha dikimon la'acher b'yadcha dami. Because here, it's a third party making the claim. It's the brother Reuven coming and saying that you, Shimon Levi Yehuda, oh, this guy, oh, Max, which guy, what I gave his name? I gave his name Harvin. Okay. Changed it to Max. Harvin. He says that Max, that you owe Max money. It's a third party.
Okay.
So therefore, it's not the same case. It's a different case. Right? Rashbam says, La'olam chayiv, that we say, Dubari v'shem bari adif, v'shani hacha, de'hasafik atzmo in yodeya. The Suffolk guy himself, Max isn't coming and saying that I'm your brother. He has no idea. It's Reuven who's saying, I went on genie.com, whatever, genealogy.com, and I figured out that Max is our sibling. So therefore, you owe him money. Max has no idea. So it's a case of the inu yochalito tanas vaday. He can't make a valid vaday claim. V'safekhu hilchach okay man mecheses mare. Because here it's a third party claiming that another guy is a brother. So therefore, you pay him. That's very different than me walking up to you and saying you owe me $100. Because then I'm totally vaday. Like to
but Reuven has the motivation because if the brothers pay, then he has to pay less.
Reuven has to pay already.
I'm saying, but if he's telling the brothers...
No, he doesn't. He doesn't pay any less.
Because his share would be reduced.
No, it wasn't. The Mishnah says he has to pay his share. Whatever his share would be, the Mishnah says he has to pay.
So what is the
It's one-fifth.
What is the motivation for Reuven?
He went on genealogy.com and found that this guy is his long-lost brother. This is the brother. What does he? Why does everyone have to be so motivated? That's the case. The guy was hooked up, and he says, that's our brother. And they say, we don't know. And Max says, I don't know who you guys are. But Reuven's saying he's our brother, therefore you have to give him part of the. We have to give him from the estate. So the Mishnah says, fine, you give him from the estate because you're so sure. But these other guys don't have to give him. They say, "Ayin yodeya."
So therefore, but in that case of, so therefore it's a shema v'shema. But in the case of mon li b'yadcha, where I say, when you say I owe you $100, and I say I don't know, well you're certain, I'm uncertain, maybe in that case it would be chayev. Tosas here also points out, they're very different types of bari v'shemas. We mentioned that there's a bari, a strong bari and a weak bari. Like a case of where you say, I should know. If you claim I owe you $100 and I say, I don't know, I should know my finances. That's a shema garua. I should know whether or not I borrowed money from you or not. You should. People don't, but they should. A different case of shema, which is not so weak, and where the bar is not so strong, is where you say, you know, I sell my cow to you, and it's in the agam, and then we have an animal is born on the side, and we don't know when it was born, before or after sale, and I say, definitely before, and you say, I don't know. That's not as weak of an I don't know as the fact that I don't know. Tosha just points that out, a couple times in Shas. So therefore here, we said this should be a raya to the case of Man Li B'yachav Eni Yodei Potter. Say here, no, it's different, because here, it's a third party making the claim, so it's a Shema B'Shema, and therefore maybe that's why he's Potter, but maybe in the other case, the regular case of Man Li B'yachav Ala Omer Eni Yodei, he would be Chayev. Okay. The Mishnah then continued, Mace Yachzeru Nechasil Nimkoman. Let's say Max dies. So the nechasim that he got go back to Ruvain, the one who testified that it belongs to him. It must be also that he has no other yorshim, I would think. I don't know. So Bai Rava, what about Shvach Sheshvachu Nechasim Melei Amahu? Hey, what happens now? So you have this part of the Yerusha that Max took out of his estate, of his piece. That Reuven took out of his estate and gave it to Max. Max then dies, but that portion increased in value. So Bai Rav, Shvach Sheshvachu Nechasim Elei Amahu. Who gets that extra? B'Shvach Megilah Kuf Seifayim Loti Bayilcha Dechinafel Lo Nechasim Makom Acher Dami. If it's any Shvach, Machlok is what it means. Nechas about the Nafel Megilah Seifayim. Rashbam points out if it's he put effort, put it on his shoulder. Megilah Seifayim. He put in effort. Right, that this Max put in an effort. There we have no shaila. That's the same case as the Mishnah. That's as if he got nechasim that came from him from somewhere else. That the Mishnah said that they all split because they say to Reuven, "You told us he's our brother, so you have to give us that share." Kiti boilach. The kasha is b'shvach she'enu magilik safayim. It's where there was no effort that put in. What's that? Could go diklav alim, like a tree that grew, or arava aska sarton. Or a karka that got flooded, and then it got left with all the zevel and all the fertilizer came onto it. It didn't happen. It came to no effort of his own. So my, what's it done by this? Does the karka go back to Reuven as is with everything on it with the shvach, or maybe since this is not the way he gave the field over to Max? And it says, if these are considered nechasim that came from Makom Acher, and the Mishnah then says nechasim that came from Makom Acher, all the brothers split. And our answer is with a teiko. Well, Tishbi Tar, it's Kushya Zobayas. It's just interesting because it's strange because they're saying that they never said he's our brother. But since you said he's our brother, so if you're collecting money from him, you have to give it to us. Because from your own words, we're owed the money. But we ourselves don't have to give anything because you have to go, Max has to go prove that he is our brother in order to be motzi money from us. Okay. Next Mishnah. Misha Mis. Guy dies. V'nimtzeis, diyatike. He says diyatike. All right, so whatever.
I'll scroll things.
It's E.
Yeah.
All right. That's why there are no nekudos. So probably both of me right. Okay. Whatever it is, it's sort of like a will that's attached to him. Kshira yerecho. He has some sort of will or codicil or something that's attached to him. Hare ezeh zo eino klum. The person who's listed in that will as to whether or not that he's the Yarsh, that doesn't get anything. Because, just remember, Shchiv Meirah, when Shchiv Meirah gives over words, when Shchiv Meirah says, give my stuff to so-and-so, that's believed, that's good. Because Shchiv Meirah, Divrei Shchiv Meirah, Kimisur Mesun Dami, which because he intended that his words are going to work to pass over the property. But if a Shchiv Meirah writes something in a shtar, and he intends for the shtar to be the mechanism of transfer of ownership, you have to give the shtar. If the shtar is not given, or not, in this case, not even found until after Shchiv Meirah died, well, there's no shtar after Misa. It doesn't count. So here it's found after he dies, ain't a clue. But if while he was alive, he said, Zika ba la'acher, he walks up to Reuven and says, accept this shtar on behalf of Shimon, which now means he's being makneh, the shtar, to somebody on behalf of Shimon, Damon or Yorshin, Bench, Enim or Yorshin, Dvar Kayam. Whether or not, I guess, whether or not Reuven is one of his Yorshim or not, nevertheless, Dvar Kayam, because he said to give the money, give the star over. So Divrei Shkimra Kesuvim Sumer Dami, and therefore the Mekabel gets what's written in the star because the Shkimra said to give it to so and so.
It should be no different than his words. I mean, it should be better.
Exactly. So Tana Rabbanan, like Gemara asks, the world of Raisa, Ezehi Diyatike, or Diyatike. What is the definition of Diyatike? So Kol Shekosava Da Tehe Lemekom Velihoyos. It's sort of a will, starts of a, that's written that to Dotehei Lemekom Lios. That if I die, I guess the money, the property goes to so and so. Dotehei, it should go to him.
I can give him a will.
It is a will. But he's wondering what the definition of Daitiki. What does that mean? We said it's a will in the Mishnah because we explained it already. But it just says the Daitiki is with, but what does that mean? So the Gemara explains what it means. Dotehei Lemekom Lios. The Ezehi Matana. So the Gemara says, okay, so if that's a daitiki, what's a matana? So a matana means when somebody writes, kol shekasuba mehayom al achar misa, that this should belong to so-and-so from today and after I die. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Kol shekasuba mehayom ula achar misa. Ela mehayom ula achar misa hu dahavi matana. Achshav lo havi matana? But if I say this should be your present starting right now, that's not a matana? What do you mean? A matana is only if. It says if it's confirmed today, if I die. Why can't I just give a present and say it's here, it's yours right now? What does that mean? So he says, no, Amar Bai, Bahakikabar. This is what it means to say. Ezehi matnas bari shehi ke'ed matna shchimera. How can you create a present, a gift, that has this, that works the same mechanisms as a matna shchimera? Matna shchimera, again, only works. It's as if you gave him to today, from the moment he dies going forward. So he says, Delo kane el acharmisa. You want to give somebody a present that he should be kone only after he dies, which is difficult. So he says, Kol shekasuba mehayom al acharmisa. If you write a gift, you say it's yours from today, from the moment after I die, that's the same matnas bari that has the same halachas as matnas shkimera. Because you can't just say it's difficult to be kone something after you die. That's why you have to say mehayom ula acharmisa. That's the same way matnas shkimera works. And a person, a bari, can also create the same mechanism by saying mehayom al achamisa. Rashbam points out, very different though, there's a difference between the matna shchimera and the matna zbari. Because the matna shchimera, if he doesn't die, if he gets better, it's reversed. But the regular matana, you can't, that reverse, you have to do another kinyan to reverse it.
But the shchimera is irrevocable.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's revocable. He says, look at Rashbam. It's the last Rashbam in the short wines. Ezi matnas bari shetikne kol shekos mehayom la'achamisa te mashma hachi gufa konil chom mehayom upeir la'achamisa. You get the guf now, get the peiros after misa. He says, aval I lo havi kosim mehayom, if you don't write the word for mehayom, ein o kone de ein matnas la'achamisa shaharei ein koach adam litei mikodim l'chein davar suyuchok mosos man. Oh, he says, go down. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in the wide lines. Umiyu bahachi adifa mishchivmira. This is a more powerful gift than shchivmira. Dematna shchivmira yochol atzerbo v'litam l'acher. It's revocable. You can give it to somebody else. Kidla kaman, like we say later on, daitiki mivatelas daitiki. One can mivatel the other. Aval natnas bari dimayom l'acher misa. But matnas bar, if I say it's from yours till after I die, ainu yochel limkor oda guf kol yom mechayav elaperos. Once I say it's yours from after I die, it's yours from now when I die. So just I gave you the principal, and I'm only getting the payers. I can't sell the principal because that belongs to you. I'm not nishkimira. I can revoke it. I can just say it belongs to somebody else. Okay. Yosef Rabba Bar Rav Huna beachsarju de Rav. So Rabba Rav Huna sitting in the palace or the garden of Rav. The Yosef Ka'amar Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, and he's saying, so Rabbi Rav Huna now is saying in the name of Rav Yochanan, Shchiv Meira, She'amar, Kisvu Utnu Mana L'ploni Umeis, you should write down and then give this money to so-and-so, Umeis, and the Shchiv Meira dies before they write and hand over the star, Ein Kosev Enosnin, we don't We don't write it, and we don't hand it over. Shema lo gamra laknoso ela b'shtar. Because the shchiv meiraz das, probably here, is that the kinyan should be affected via the shtar. The ain't shtar la'achamisa. Once he dies, before the shtar is given, there's no shtar la'achamisa. Amalehu Rabbi Lazar is the haruba. You should be nizar in this halacha, that Rav Yochanan said, because that's where we pass. That if he says, kisvu utnu, then his intent is that it should be the gift should be transferred via the shtar. If he dies before it's written and given, then he can't do it. So, and Rav Lezer says that's the halacha. Rav Shizivi Amar, Rav Lezer Amara, v'amaluhu Rav Yochanan is harubei. So Rav Shizivi said that it's Rav Lezer said the din, and it's Rav Yochanan says you should pass in that way. Quite so. Amar, so just who said it? Did Rav Lezer say it? And then did Rabbi Yochanan say it? And Rabbi Lazar said you're passing that way. Or Rabbi Lazar said it? And Rabbi Yochanan said you're passing that way. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Vasei de Rav Shizivi Mistabra. It makes more sense to say it the way Rav Shizivi has it. Di Amar Bishlama Rabbi Lazar Amar It's Rabbi Yochanan Asudei Alei de Rabbi Lazar. If it's Rav Elazar who says it, then Rabbi Yochanan has to come and say pass like Rabbi Lazar. Why? Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. Okay, so therefore Rav Lazar makes a statement. So his Rebbe says, go paskin like Rav Lazar. But the other way around, Rav Yochanan Amara, if Rav Yochanan says this, the Memra, it's the Rav Lazar Lasude Alei, Rav Yochanan Ravei, is it shayach to say that Rav Lazar then says, oh yeah, we should be careful and paskin like my Rebbe? That doesn't make sense. He's always going to paskin like his Rebbe. So we're going to hold it like Rav Shizivi says. Rav Shizivi says it. Bottom line, Allah is, if you say, kisvu utnu mana laploni, umes, we don't give the mana to ploni. But O Tashma, I'm bring another raya, the Rabbi Lezer Amar, that's Rabbi Lezer who made the statement. The Shalach Ravin Mishmei de Rabbi Abo. Ravin sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, in the name of Rabbi Abo. Hayu Yodim, you should know, Shalach Rabbi Lezer who lived in Eretz Yisrael, sent to Lagola, Mishum Rabbeinu, the name of Rabbeinu Juzi Rav, that Shchiv Meira, at Shchiv Meira, Sha'amru Kiswat, Numar Laponi Meis, Ain kosvi v'nosnin, you don't write it. Shema lo gamrak noso ela b'shtar ve'ein shtar la'achar misa. Rav Yochanan abar tibadek. And Rav Yochanan says you should look into it. We should look into it. But you see it here clear that it's Rav Elazar who makes the statement. But Rav Yochanan here says tibadek. So my tibadek. What does it mean to tibadek? So the Gemara is going to bring now two halachas named Rav Dimi. From the first halacha is a non sequitur. The second halacha we're going to learn now what tibadek means. So Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Daitiki Mivatelis Daitiki, we just said that before in the Rashbam, that a Daitiki can uproot a Daitiki, meaning if I have a will, then I have another will, the second will rules, as opposed to a star. If I have one star that says I sold something to so-and-so, and I have a second star that says I sold that, this first star wins. When it comes to a will, it's the second will that wins. And then he says, Shchiv Meira, Sha'amar, Kisvu, Utnu, Manu, Laploni, Umes. Shchiv Meira says, write and give, and then he dies before we write and give it. Rowan, we see, Im Kimiapes Kocho Kosvin, the Imlav in Kosvin. We have to determine what the intent of the Shchiv Meira was. If his intent was to gift it to him, and he just wants to strengthen the recipient's claim, that's why he wanted to write a star, then we give him. But if it's not, but Imlav, if really we see from his words that he only wanted to effect the transfer via the star, then ain't kosim, then we don't write the star. So Masiv Rabbi Bar Memel, Bari Sha'amar Kisvu Tnu Money Laploni. A Bari, a healthy guy says, write and give the money to Ploni, Umes, ain't kosim in Ostin. We don't write. That says a bari, we don't do it. Ha, shchiv meira, kosim v'nosnim. But the inference would be a shchiv meira, we are kosim v'nosnim. So, who mosiv lo, whom we write, mefarik lo, he answers it, he says, miyapes kocho. No, if it's miyapes kocho, we write. But if something more says, so hechidam, miyapes kocho. How can you determine it's miyapes kocho? So, the Amar of Chizda, because he says, v'kanin, Amar of Chizda, this is by a star shchiv meira that's written that it should be a matana. So if he writes in there, v'kanina mine mosif amat not nada, he has to write in the star, or say to write in the star that he should be konet mosif. The star should be in addition to the matana I gave him. So to here hachanami damer va'af kislu v'chasom v'habilei. The case would be here where he gives it and he says, and also write the star. So if he says and also means I'm just trying to bring it over so you have the star to be Yapakoko. But if he doesn't say and also, so then it might be that he only wanted the star to actually affect the kinyan. Also means a star to be a proof. But without the word also, then without the word va'af kisvu v'chosamu, then we would give it to him. Okay. Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, halacha, the halacha is kosin v'nosnin, v'chein amar rav Nachman, halacha kosin v'nosnin. Wow. We just went the whole thing, and they say the halacha is kosher v'nostim. So Rashbam, the other point out, when it says the halacha is kosher v'nostim, Rashbam says, la'achar misa b'miyapes kocho. If we can prove that he's miyapes kocho, then kochim v'nostim, ki Rav Yochanan the Amar Badda. Like Rav Yochanan says that you have to look into it. So we'll see later on in the ninth parak. It's dafka. If you can prove that it's miyapes kocho, then we write the star. But the shkivim right, even though we said soon, kisu and new. Here, stop here.